and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Sunday, January 13th, 2019. I'm Benjamin Abaya, and joining me today is my most anticipated twin brother, John Abaya.
Wait, why am I most anticipated? I'm ready here, though. It's not like I'm coming.
That's true. I wasn't sure if you're going to be here.
Yeah. Right, but it's not like I'm being bored again, and you're like, oh, my twin brother's coming out. And
that is right. Well, it's 2019, and I wasn't sure if you're going to show up to this podcast because I wasn't here last week.
Well, so. I was here before you, so you're my most anticipated twin brother. Oh, yeah, that's true. 2019.
Yeah, that is true. Anyway, if you're new to the podcast, we usually discuss and give our impressions of what we watched, listened, played, or read throughout the week, and we conclude the episode with a main discussion. This week's main discussion is our most anticipated things for 2019. That could be films, television shows, music albums, video games, comic books, or anything else that we would add to the, 19 freaking awesome things of 2019.
Later on. The list.
So there's a list to make up the list, basically. And that's pretty much what we're going to talk about. This might be a shorter episode than usual, but hope you enjoy. And maybe you could, like, the listeners could, like, research and didn't know, like, this thing was going to come out, or spark a little interest in them that they were, oh, they're curious about, like, this item or whatnot. But anyway, I heard that you recorded an episode last week. I haven't listened to it yet, but how was that episode?
It was good. We just did a little short episode that was an hour and a half or so, discussing Aquaman. I mean, people now can just listen back to it if they want, if you want to know our thoughts about Aquaman, the Black Mirror Bandersnatch, and I think we did Hellboy as a trailer, but it was the first episode of the year. I had it with Audrey, and we just had fun with it. If you want to know about Woodshop, about me, listen to that episode. I did a weird story about Woodshop.
Okay, that's interesting. Let's just dive into our main discussion. We don't have a trailer talk, or we're going to say what we've been watching for next week's podcast, but we won't mention what we've been watching or whatnot. But let's just dive into what's the most anticipated things for 2019. We'll start with watch. This could be a film or television show, so I'll start with films. I'll go first. So one of the most anticipated films this year I am looking forward to is M. Night Shyamalan's Glass, which stars Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson, James McAvoy, why am I saying McAvoy, and Sarah Paulson. So this comes out actually this month in a couple of weeks, or next week actually, or this weekend, the 18th. So this might be also a another main discussion later on. I'm looking forward to, I know, we are fans of M. Night Shyamalan, especially Unbreakable and Split, which he set up as his own cinematic universe, if people didn't know that they've been spoiled already. But this is the third film from that universe. And this is the last, like, it's a trilogy, right?
Yep.
And we'll see.
That we know of, it's a trilogy.
Yeah, we know.
I don't know if he's going to pull, like, on Marvel and in line his other films into this, like all his other films are in this one.
But looking forward to it, just because Bruce Willis is going to reprise his role from the hero in Unbreakable, especially Samuel Jackson, who is the titular character, the titled character Glass, so Mr. Glass, if you don't know. And then James McAvoy, why am I saying his weird name, is from Split. And then if you haven't watched Split, there's a universal connection to all those characters. So looking forward to that. Are you looking forward to that, John?
Yep. I was really surprised of Split, especially the tie-in. And I've known of this for a while. Well, we both known of this because we follow him on Twitter. He's been teasing about this story for a long time. So it's nice to see like a conclusion to that,
or continuation
films. Maybe continuation. Yeah.
So that's actually all for me from watch. What are you most anticipating when you watch something?
So besides, like, all I am like a Marvel fan, I'm anticipating root a lot for Spider-Man Far From Home. Is that
the name?
And like Captain Marvel and whatnot. But
Endgame?
Yeah, Endgame. I totally forgot Infinity War. Yeah, I'm anticipating for all those films, but I was looking into bloodydisgusting.com. They have a list of like the 30 horror movies that are coming out this year. And there's a lot I did not know. And then one of them like caught my eye because I've been a fan since I was a little kid. I still have the books of them. And I just really want to see how they'll portray this on film. And then this is this. I don't know. I think you're familiar with it. It's called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's based on Alvin Schwartz books. I think there's a handful of them that are out there that have these like really grungy, dark themes looking like it's like ink blocks that are just scattered everywhere.
I don't know who's the artist. Do you remember the artist?
No, I don't remember the artist that well. But the look of them are really like just horrific, the way the images in those books I remember, and even the stories I still like remember, like a couple of them in my head, of like especially this one where this person goes to prom and finds something like most of them are like ghost stories and they're really scary, and I still have them. I still want to show them to my kids, those books, when they're kind of ready but not really, but I'll probably save it this Halloween and pop out one of them out. But I still have them. They're the original copy that my sisters got a long time ago. And yeah, so this one is produced by
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, so I said the name in the last episode and I'm always having trouble. Guillermo? How do you say it?
Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo. Are you saying the ER? Is that the thing we're not saying? Guillermo.
I'm not sure, but yeah, that's how Toro. I always...
So yeah, he produced the film. The director is Andre Ovredel. I don't know his work. He did the movie The Autopsy of Jane Doe. I think I've heard of it, but I never seen it. But yeah, they don't show any. I haven't searched, or I searched it a while ago, and I don't see any stills or how it will look. But I'm looking forward to that, and probably will release around Halloween, I'm assuming. Maybe,
you know,
I found it. It's August. So around August, it will be released. Yeah. So, yeah.
There was only one story I remember from those short stories, and it has to do with a window washer.
Oh, yes. And it's, I've known of it the way.
But
it looks,
it's more a comedy version of it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. So the illustrator is Stefan Garmel. That's who illustrated. He did the interior and the cover of the book. So he has a distinct style, if you ever seen it.
So and speaking of that, like I remember when Jordan Peele released the Us album a poster, it looked similar to that because he used sort of like the ink block style for the poster. And speaking of Us, that's also another film that's most anticipated. But is there anything else?
So just go to bloodydisgusting.com and just go there and search the 30 movies of you can't wait to see in 2019. There's a list in there, but that's one of them. And the other ones, I'll say, like, there's one called Three from Hell. It's the trilogy, or not trilogy, but it's the third movie in the Devil's Rejects universe. So it's Rob Zombie's movie to tell the story of what happened to Devil's Rejects. And it's those movies, Devil's Rejects and The House of the Thousand Corpses, are movies that are like Halloween to me. Those are the movies I watch with Audrey when it's Halloween. Those are one of our favorite movies of the year to watch around that time. And I can't wait for this, just because I like Rob Zombie's distinct style of just like mayhem and the way he does his style thing. And I really enjoyed Devil Rejects and A Thousand Corpses. So I can't wait for that. And there's a whole bunch on there that I didn't even know about. Like, did you know they're making The Grudge?
Yes.
Another remake? Yeah, I did not
know
that.
But I think they're taking like a delicate time with it because they want to make it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because I think the director actually made like a very... well-known horror movie. I forgot what's the name of it.
I
when they chose that director.
Okay.
To, yeah.
But yeah, those are for my watch in movies. TV, I don't know. Like, I guess Game of Thrones. I know it will be released this fall, right?
Yeah. No, this April.
This April? Spring. Oh, well, so yeah. My birthday gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Our birthday gift.
That's from TV, that's one of my things that I really want to watch, just to see the conclusion of this epic story of dragons. But yeah, that's all for watch for me.
Okay, so moving on to the next category, which is video games. And this could be any video game from console games to mobile games to AAA to also indie games. So it could be anything in this category that has to deal with video games. And I'm going to put board games, if there's a board game that is you're looking forward to, John. But I'll start off with a couple of games really quickly. The first one is called In the Valley of Gods. This was developed by Campo Santo, which they created Firewatch. Mm-hmm. If you guys remember that, it was like a comedy adventure game where you're, Forest Ranger, yeah. And you're traveling. It's a first-person adventure game. So it's similar to that, but in the Valley of Gods, once again, so you're a single-player first-person adventure, but you're now a woman named Rashida and a treasure hunter, and you have a companion named Zora, and basically you're exploring ancient Egypt. I think it takes place in the 1920s, and you're like Indiana Jones uncovering treasure and whatnot. But I was reading up on it that it's more interactive than Firewatch. I think Firewatch is based on more solely for the story and whatnot, but I think you do a little bit more puzzling mechanics for this game. And then another game I'm looking forward to is Sable. I think we actually discussed this on the trailer talk for when E3 came out. The trailer came out this past E3. It's developed by Shedworks, and the reason why they're called that is because they developed this game, two people developed this game in a shed, basically.
Wow, that's that a... Yeah.
It's distinctively like how, what's that one game for PS4 where you're like, have a scarf?
Oh, Journey,
yes. It's this thing, that like that, but it does take place in the desert again. The art reminds me of a renowned like comic book artist named Mobius. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about this before. His real name is like Jean Jagard, I think. But yeah, if you watch the trailer, it's really beautiful looking with really great music. I think this was one of the things that people are looking forward to if you're into video games. It's an exploration game too, like Firewatch, but I'm really thinking you're going to do more. There's more mechanics to this game than just a first-person adventure. The trailer doesn't really give away what you're actually going to do, but it looks refreshing enough that I'm really into the art style, and hopefully it's a great game. I think it's going to be like PS4, but both games I don't think have a actual date for them, but they are scheduled to come out this year, so we're looking forward to that. What's your video games?
I have a handful of video games I'm looking forward this year. So one of them is actually coming out at the end of this month, or around this month, is Resident Evil 2. So it's a remake of the old 90s one. So they took the engine, I'm assuming, from Resident Evil 7, and they remade Part 2. So you're still, what's her name? I forgot her.
Jill?
Who?
Jill?
No, I don't think Jill is in it. Is it Jill? I thought it was someone else. Claire. I think it's Claire.
Claire, yeah. That's
yeah, other Claire name. And then Kennedy. So you're still playing those two. And it just looks... I've only seen, like, the trailer of this, and that's it. Like, I don't want to know anything about it. I'm a huge...
Even though you kind of know what it's
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't originally finish Part 2, so from the old one. Even when they ported it to other systems,
remastered
I never finished
it. And
yeah. I only... I don't even know how much I finished of it, but I didn't finish it at all. So I just wanted like a fresh feel to it. So now that they have it, so I'm looking forward to that. And can't wait to kill more zombies in this world. I'm wondering if they're going to tie it into Part 7, like a new canon, a new, you know, universe, basically, because 7, part 7 felt like a Resident Evil towards the end, but it felt more like an indie film in this weird way in the beginning. So yeah, it divided itself. So I'm assuming this one will feel more Resident Evil with.
Is this still first person?
No. So it's third person behind the back now. So it's okay. More. It's not like the original Resident Evil 2 where the camera's set. It's going more lines with the part 4, you could say, like that. The one.
So will there be tank controllers?
I don't know. It didn't look like when I see people play it. I don't know how the controller would feel now, but it looked like when I saw the demos, and not demos, the trailer, that it didn't look like it was tank controls the way the style is. But okay. Yeah, that's coming out soon, so I can't wait for that. The other ones is a game that they, I believe they released, not released, they showed in E3 last year, I believe. It's been a long time. A game called Tunic. It's like this game that you're like a little fox and you're like Zelda.
You sure that's not out right now?
No, I don't think that's out yet. The Tunic one? Yeah, yeah. I believe it's still in preview mode. Like the people haven't played it yet. I believe, I don't know actually now, because what I've seen online, I've been trying to find it everywhere because we have an Xbox One and I don't see it anywhere in Xbox, like the actual game.
To actually purchase it.
But when I first saw that at E3, I fell in love with the art style and the little dude looks like little Link and it looks like a Zelda game, but you're just a little fox, you know. You can't have the game. You can't have a Nintendo game on every system. So this developer, developed by Andrew Scholdice, made this game. And it looks almost like Zelda, and then I can't wait to see it or play it, and feel how Zelda-ish it is. It's weird to see this because I can't think of a Zelda game like this or a game that's copying Zelda so well, but still looks like its own.
Isn't it? What's that game that came out several years ago? The third, it's Dark something.
Oh, Dark Side? No, is it Dark Side? No.
Darksiders? No, that's.
You sure? Anyway. I think it's Darksiders. You're talking about thinking. About.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Because the third one just got released, where you're playing like Four of the Hell, Four Horsemen. Yeah. That's Darksiders.
That was a Zelda-esque.
Yeah, type yes, of I heard. Well, it's old Zelda with the dungeons and stuff like that. Like, because Zelda now is not Zelda anymore. Like, it's changed so much over the years that they strayed away from that formula that other publishers and other developers are trying. You know, do something like that similar to that. My last game is a really silly game. It's the Untitled Goose Game. So I don't know.
I saw this.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the actual name of the game. I just remember seeing it one time in E3. And it's a mix of Hitman stealth style gameplay. So you're this goose that looks like you're causing trouble around the world. And it's the animation is very simple. It's a very like straightforward animation. I would say minimalist, like there's no real shadows with people that much. It's just a duck, outline of a duck, not outline, but you know, a white duck, orange beak,
a goose.
Goose. But yeah, it just looks like Hitman with a goose, without killing and stuff like that. But you are in this open world area and then you're just causing havoc the best way you can, and it looks like there's objectives where you have to cause as much havoc and you get more points. I still don't know if it's called the Untitled Goose Game. They probably will change it by the time it's out. The developers are called House House, so I don't. The way everything like Untitled Goose Game and House House. It's like okay, the very simple publishing and developing name. So well, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Cool. So those all come out. Will come out this year. Prior, remember there was this one game we were into had like 50. I think it's like a number game called 52 or something. 52 games or.
Oh, oh, It's like Space World 52, something like that, video game.
Yeah, like yeah, there's like 52 developers. Mm-hmm, that never mm-hmm. came out yet, huh?
I don't believe... I think it's coming out on the Switch, or they want it to be out on the Switch. But yeah. I totally forgot the name of that thing. It's something alien or something like that. I don't know what is it called now.
Well, moving on to the next category, which is music albums and what we're wanting, or podcasts or anything. But I only have one thing. And it's
podcast counts. Okay, I have one then for podcast.
Okay, so aside from our podcast.
Oh, okay, never anyway, mind. No. I still have one.
So like the album, I'm just actually. I mean, there's like these. There's a lot of musicians that are coming out and artists that like I'm looking forward to, like Kanye West and whatnot, just to see him post, Trump era, you know, MAGA rapper. So I just want to see how that is in his music. But I'm actually anticipating a Vampire Weekend's fourth album, possibly titled Mitsubishi Macchiato. I'm not sure if that's the actual title, but I love all three of their past albums, and they're sorely missed in the radio when I don't like listen to their sound, and they're very unique sound. So I'm looking forward to, and they always have really wonderful looking videos too. That is actually the only thing I'm looking for right now. So what is the podcast you're looking forward to?
So disclaimer, I've done not just, is it disclaimer or just Discord? What is the word I'm looking for? Where you have to...
There's a disclaimer, yeah.
Disclaimer? I've worked with this company before in the past, so, but I'm anticipating that the new episodes for this will release, or at least the story will air. I really don't know when they're going to release this. So I know Casey Whalen. He's part of We're Alive, and he has a new story called Gold Rush that's coming out. So if you're a fan of We're Alive in the last 4 years, they produce so much like content. They have a tabletop RPG video thing they do. Like if you're familiar with Will Wheaton and what he does, like I'm not really familiar with Will Wheaton, so I just know of that he does like the Dungeons and Dragons, or similar to Dan Harmon has something like this too, where they play Dungeons and Dragons style game where you RPG. So We're Alive has that currently, called Frontier, but they are actually going back to the podcast format with Gold Rush. So that's premiering hopefully this year. I'm looking forward to that. I've been checking up on them up in dates here and there just to see where they're at. It seems like they're going along fine right now, and see I can't wait to see where that goes. One, it's not really anticipation, but I'm actually listening to it right now. The first couple of episodes released in the last couple of weeks. I don't know if you're a fan of this, Ben. So there was a podcast called Monster, the Atlanta Monster, about the Atlanta Monster.
Oh, yeah. I have it on my queue, but I never started listening to it because I think I didn't want to listen to anything that's too dark.
True crime again. So yeah, it's a true crime podcast. It's hosted by Payne Lindsay. He did Atlanta Monster. So there's a sequel, or season two, I would say, called Monster, the Zodiac Killer. So he is exploring the Zodiac Killer and seeing if he can discover who really is the killer after, you know, 50 years or so. He's been out, or we never solved the mystery. He was a little bit inspired by the Zodiac by David Fincher, and he takes that's the story we know. Like most people know because of that movie more than anything, right? Like
That's how I got my knowledge of him.
Same here. I've heard of Zodiac before the movie, but I didn't know the whole story. So this podcast will explore everything, every case that's related to it and stuff, and see who were the people that were suspects and see if there was more to it and stuff like that. And two episodes have already aired and I'm enjoying them, but my anticipation to see if he can actually get them like this case. Like, I don't know if it will be more repetitive because we've seen so many things about the Zodiac Killer. Just the way his style and his music and the way he produced podcast. I'm really into it. So I'm anticipating.
It sounds like more. A serial situation where they will not solve the answer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But that'd be kind of weird that a podcast would solve a crime. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a film or something.
Well, because everyone's trying to chase the jinx. That's why. Everyone wants to help solve a case. But I mean, I've listened to a handful of like these true crime podcasts, and they're interesting. They're like, they give you this cool history of America, but I don't know if the objective is to solve the case.
Oh, cool. So that's right now. It's Monsters, the Zodiac, I guess. I have that actually in my queue, too.
Monsters, the Zodiac Killer,
I was just going to listen to it. So we'll probably looking forward to, because it's only a couple episodes in, too. So moving to comic books or novels, I don't have anything on this list. I'm just going to continue to read or catch up on my reading, East West and... you know, Paper Girls and whatnot, or Snot Girl. But John, do you have anything new to bring onto this category?
Hopefully Saga comes back.
Yeah, that's actually been,
I know Brian
in hiatus
K. Vaughan,
for a while.
Yeah, Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples said a couple of months ago that they're going to have a long... Because if you're a fan of Saga, you know it takes like a break a while. It almost takes like a 6-month break between chapters, and next like season, you could say, quote unquote. But they said this one will be a long break. They don't know when they'll be back, and but they are still aimed to do, I believe, 60 issues. That's their goal still. Like the 60.
What issue are they on right now?
I don't know. I forgot what it is. It's not close to 60. It's like 40 something like that. So they have time. Like, you know, they have time to make the story, basically. 54. Yeah. They're on 54.
Oh, so they could finish in 6 issues.
Yeah. But like I said, they don't know when it will come back, but hopefully it will come back this year, even if it's in December. I don't mind that to the thing. It gives me time to reread the whole series again and catch up on all the... and remember all the bad things that happened in the story. not bad, like it's a bad story, but there's some really like traumatic... or not traumatic, but just like really depressing stuff that happens in the book.
Yeah, bittersweet.
Yeah, bittersweet. I'll still keep reading Spider-Man, enjoying Nick Spencer. I haven't picked up the last couple, or hasn't picked up, but I haven't read. It's still stacked. I have a whole bunch of comic books stacked up. I need to stop doing that because I feel like I need to read these.
Too.
And then I feel like I'm just not wasting money, but it's like... Huh?
Hoarding?
Yeah, hoarding. It's different from video games. Video games I can just download and put in my computer and not think about it, like, you know, after a while. But this one is taking up space, so I'm like, I need to read these because they're just all over my table. I usually pick up Miss Marvel and Spider-Man, and I believe those are the only comic books I subscribe to right now. I haven't really picked up anything else beyond that.
Cool. So that's everything that we're all anticipating for 2019. Hopefully we could look back and see if we were happy about any of these things we picked, or if they actually eventually came out this year. Mm-hmm. Video games are always up in the air because of development time. I think when it comes to albums, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't even know where you can look that up. Like,
you could just
do artists any... do that where they
they do announcements.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of
if you're Beyonce, you just release it, right? That's the whole thing.
That'd be hard. That's a hard to tell when they go. But there are resources and websites that are dedicated to that, so it's easy. Like the most difficult one was for me to find something that was going to be coming out for comic books or novels for 2019, because I feel like that's always up in the air.
So
that's our episode. It's pretty short and sweet. Hopefully you guys could look into it. Once again, thank you for listening. If you want to find us, we're at Twitter on TFA Now. You can contact us at contacts@thefreakingawesome.com, or like us and share your thoughts on Facebook at The Freaking Awesome. Please rate us or make comments on our iTunes page when you're listening. Well, once again, we're going to try to make 100 listeners, new listeners this year. I don't know if we did it last year. I actually never saw the numbers. But yeah, John, where can they find you?
You can actually find me on YouTube. I made a new video on our YouTube page. If you go to search The Freaking Awesome, we can get URL because we need 1,000 people to subscribe to the page. So make sure you go YouTube, subscribe. It helps us to get a URL. I want to try to get that by the end of this year. It's a huge feat, Ben, because we only have 5 people right now.
Yeah.
So I haven't done anything with that YouTube page, but I want to build more into it more.
More
content. You can't do anything unless you do have 1,000 subscribers. That's like a weird rule, I guess, now in YouTube. We can't do a lot of things on YouTube. They open up more when you have hit 1,000, and you have to have like 4,000 watch views within like 4 months or something like that. So yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's an age. I'm diving into this, Ben, and then seeing all this stuff to see how to push that viewer count and subscriber count. It's very interesting. Yeah. I have a weird, oddly respect to all these YouTubers. It is hard to see like how they build
you a mean influencers
name. Yeah, influencers and all those people. I don't feel bad for them when they make mistakes, though. But other than that, you can check me out at the most organized Twitter feed of 20XX at AbayaArts.
Cool. 20XX. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you can find me once again on Instagram and Twitter at Benjamin Abay. You can find all of us on thefreakingawesome.com. Past episodes and whatnot. I think that's it. Thank you again for listening. I'm Benjamin Abaya.
I'm John Abaya.
And this has been the Freaking Awesome Podcast.